But when I was your age, for the first few years of high school, we were behind barbed wire. You have been free. For the last time of my high school years, I was in this country, and Jesus Christ was not presented to me in any form or fashion. Two contrasts we have there. So, to bring us up to date, let's go back. My father was a colonel in the Imperial Russian Army back before the revolution. And the communists then were as they are today, and so they were a little unfriendly, and so my father had to flee when the revolution came, and he fled to China, which is quite on the other side. You've probably heard of Siberia. Well, my father crossed Siberia in his fight against the communists. A losing fight it was. My mother was a Polish girl, brought up in China also. And that's where she met my father, and they were married. Took a little trip to Europe, again on the other side of the world, and I was born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia. We traveled back to China, and the years of war began for my family and myself. Because the first Chinese-Japanese war came along, and we were involved with shooting about us. I wasn't even 1 year old at that time. A few tranquil years then passed, and 1937 came along, and the Japanese and the Chinese were at it again. And again, before reaching high school, there was war about us. I can still remember a city burning down about us. This was Shanghai, 1937. It seems that we never could get out of trouble because in 1939, my folks went to Europe. And as most of you will remember from your history books, war began over there when Hitler attacked Poland. We were in Warsaw when Hitler went there. As though this wasn't enough, we were able to get out of Europe in 1940 and came back to China. My father died and my mother remarried. Seemingly a mistake because she married an American and Pearl Harbor came. Excuse me, I made a mistake. She married a Texan. Well, anyway, the war was spent in my first high school years behind barbed wire in a Japanese concentration camp. We did have school there. You might think that at a time like this we wouldn't have school, but somehow or other our older folks got school going and we had school. So there we went. We came to this country for the first time in 1945, and I came to Dallas, Texas to be with my stepfather and his family. And here, for the first time, I met a new type of person. Because my stepfather's relatives were Christians. And I can remember the different atmosphere as I walked into this home of these people who were my stepfather's sister and her family, because they were different from people that I had met before. In our times in Europe and in China, we were always with different kinds of people of different religions. And so nowhere was Jesus Christ presented for who he is. And so I was ignorant of Christ as my personal Savior. All I knew is of some supreme being called God who floated around somewhere in the heavens. And that's all I knew about it. But here there was a difference because these people knew Jesus Christ and they lived the life that he had given them before us, day by day. But yet in high school it was different. I attended high school in Dallas and Lancaster, Texas. And not once was Jesus Christ presented to me during those last 2 years. What was the matter? Why wasn't there anybody in those high schools, of a big city high school, that would present and live Jesus Christ before me? After graduation from high school, I went on to Baylor University, and here was my second meeting with the reality of Christianity. Because my roommate, as my family had been, was also a Christian, and he lived it before my face, before me, day by day. He was a Japanese-American and had also suffered during the war. He was from California, had been displaced and taken to Louisiana, imprisoned there by the Americans because they were not sure of the loyalty of the Japanese, and then released and served with honor and distinction in our armed forces, and now was studying also at Baylor University. Well, he and I didn't get along too well at the start, but never once did he react to my calling him vulgar and awful names. He had the perfect right to do what he should have done, but he never did it. Because he lived Jesus Christ before me. I remember that he'd get up in the mornings and play with little cards with verses printed on them. And I says, oh, what's he doing wasting his time with sort of stuff like that? But his Christianity was real. His Christ was real. Well, then the Korean War came along, war number 5 in my life. And by now I was extremely patriotic, and so I joined the United States Navy. Of course, the truth of the matter was the draft board was just 2 days behind me. In the Navy, I just fell in with what the Navy does and floated around for a couple of years without anything happening. But then one day I received a telegram which said that your grandmother had passed away and her funeral would be in Dallas a certain morning. So I started out hitchhiking from Pensacola, Florida to Dallas, Texas. And the morning I arrived in Dallas, I walked into the home of my family, and here was my first shock of the day. Because instead of being in deep mourning, and instead of crying their eyes out as I thought people would at funerals when somebody had died, they just were leading their normal lives, and I couldn't understand it. Then as I went to the funeral service, the pastor got up there, and before the assembled group said very dogmatically with the Bible in front of him, the person whose body lies here before us is now with Jesus Christ in heaven. And I said to myself, now how can he make a statement like that? He proceeded to explain. He said, because I can say this, and the Christians here can say this, is not because she was such a good woman during her life or attended church regularly or gave to the poor or whatnot, but because she had accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. And the verse he read was Psalm 91:9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And he proceeded to show how my step-grandmother had in one time accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and had made God her habitation. And then through my mind floated the past years of this family, where the children, as well as the adults, lived Jesus Christ before us. My mind passed again to my roommate at Baylor University, who always lived Jesus Christ before me day and night. And at last the light dawned upon me, and it was at that funeral service, where seemingly things should be sorrowful and death was there, that I received eternal life, because I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. This was the road that started in Belgrade and led through China, Europe, 5 wars, what brought me face to face with the Savior, Jesus Christ. But that isn't enough, because you can accept Christ and just stay in that. But it is a few years later that I met the Navigators, and they introduced me to these little cards that my roommate of many years before that had played with, I thought, and found out what a worth it was of not only knowing Jesus Christ as my Savior, but also realizing, as our motto is over here, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that what I must do is get to know Him and get to know Him better through my life. And so these last few years, the Lord has been real and wonderful to me, and I trust that I have been like my roommate and like my stepfather's family before Him, a witness both by my word and by my life. And this is the challenge that goes out to you as you return to your high schools. Is there a kid in high school there who is like myself, who may have come over from a foreign country, and yet will go through his high school days without knowing Jesus Christ because no one has presented him to them? I thank God that in His grace that I did attend a funeral service where through the death, the physical death of one, I obtained spiritual life with God.